Oh, yeah. It's the Mornings with Ed show, a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the program. Been looking forward to this for a while. When last we spoke with this band, they left the studio. We had Moral Decay in here a couple of months back, and when they left the studio, they were going right to finish polishing up the latest CD, which is called Cold in August. Well, they're done. They're back. And we're going to hear some cool tunes off of that, as well as talk about the CD release party this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Brew House in San Juan Capistrano. A ton of stuff to cover with them. Right now, I want you to sit back and enjoy live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach. This is Moral Decay, and this song is called Moment.
Ready? Ready. And I see all these things, and I feel all these things. I feel all these things. There's no distraction away from solitude. There's no sound to make a move.
No.
this moment.
The band is Moral Decay. Jim, Rick, Rob in studio along with Gary and Jeff. CD release party this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Brewhouse San Juan Capistrano. Not just great songs like that. They're going to play everything, man. They're so hot. I love the... You know what? When they first got here, I thought to myself, okay, yeah, I remember loving them. And then they started warming up and I went, yeah, of course I remember loving these guys. And you're going to love them as well. This coming Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Brewhouse. Let's hear something else. This one's called 999. Once again, please welcome Moral Decay.
Is a thousand my breaking point, my line in the sand? I'm holding the flag with raised hand. I put away our past, the shadow that cast sorrow and pain never helped with anything. 999, I won't give you one more time. That's the last time you'll see me hurt. 999, if you call out one more time, 'cause that's the last time you'll hear from me. That's the last time.
You want to talk about beautiful. That is outstanding. I can see myself hearing that and listening to that song for the rest of time, man. Right on. The band is Moral Decay. Jim, Rick, and Bob in studio. We've also got Gary and Jeff on board. That was 999. They've got a CD release party this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock in San Juan Capistrano at the Brew House, and we know we're going to see you there. Let's get the guys in studio and have a nice little chat. I do want you to hear this, though. This is called Will You Be There? Moral Decay.
The weight of the world around my feet, lifting you was lifting me. Next to the chair by the heavy oak door, find you waiting like always before.
It's the Mornings with Ed show, live in studio, Moral Decay with us. We've got Jim, Rick, and Rob. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us, Ed. Thank you.
What an amazing live performance we just heard. And I knew we would. It's one of those things you chalk up when you guys, like, I knew I was going to, I woke up today feeling great. And I'm sure you did as well. CD release party happens Saturday at the Brew House in San Juan Capistrano. Cold in August. Is the CD.
That's correct.
Now, I remember the last time you were here, there were a little stress on your faces. that we're going to go and we're going to polish this thing up and get it ready and boom, bang it out. It appears you banged it out in big style, man. Right on. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're pretty excited. The album actually, or the digital album actually came out last May, but just finally getting around to pressing the CDs. So.
Right.
That's thanks to Gary Olson.
What a special, it seems like that's a stress reliever, right? Once
it
the
is.
CDs are pressed, you're... That deep breath you take, right?
Absolutely. It's a lot of work, you know, and we're doing this all on our own. So it's you know, and right. we have other things that we do, other priorities in life. So
well, now it's, we can move on.
Now we can move on. We're ready to do the next one.
Kind of done and closed.
Right. Yeah, so we move on to stressing about the next one.
Right,
which
exactly.
Which is where the fun is.
Right.
That's where the fun is.
Yeah, and the next one is much more band oriented because like I said, the last time we were on here, this Cole and August dealt more with my personal stuff.
Right.
And not really the whole band thing.
Right.
Since then, now everything is the whole band.
All right. Well, let's talk about the whole band thing. And the last live song I heard, which was 999. Man, if I don't hear that for the rest of time on rock stations everywhere, man, there's something wrong. I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding. Tell me about that song.
Well, it was one of, you know, I challenge myself now on just picking things out of the air and just going with it kind of things that are here in my head.
Right.
And that was just one of those things that it just turned out nothing like I thought it was going to when I first started it.
Right.
And it was just dealing with anything in life that gets you down and this and that, you know, somewhere you draw the line. Somewhere you say, I've had it, no matter what it is.
Right.
You know, work situations, relationship, whatever it may be. And at some point you go, okay, that's it. No more.
I'm done.
I'm done with
it. I'm done. And 999 is your limit of being hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's what I'm saying.
Jim will not hit 1,000.
Like, I'm probably around 998 with him right now.
At some point, though, that's the last straw.
Right, right.
You just kind of all came out.
And I got to tell you, I love it, man. I really do.
Thank you.
I found it just everything about it works for me. It catches you. It does. It catches you. First of all, it grabs you, and then it catches you and holds you in. You got to listen to the whole song, and then you're wondering, oh, what else they got? I love that song, man.
Right on.
All right. So tell me about writing a rock ballad. Is that, because you guys are rockers. I know that you smoked in here last time. The difference between writing a smoking rock song and putting your heart into something and writing a ballad and then adding music to it. What's the difference there?
It's a fine line, really, because, you know, a lot of the stuff that I write, you could kind of go a lot of different ways, right. direction ways with it. You could turn some stuff into a slow love song and sometimes not. But, you know, it just, for me, the stuff I've been writing lately, I just hear it in my head.
Right.
And you just feel a certain way about it.
Right.
And it just kind of comes out. It's really hard to explain.
Right.
And like I said, I challenge myself, you know, lyrically. Whereas in the past, I used to write the music first and then try to put words to it. Now I've been writing the lyrics first and hearing melodies in my head. And it just kind of comes out. And that song, it started off as just, like the intro thing is just being nice and quiet and soft. But then we get the band together.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it just like, it feels like we need to go somewhere with this.
Right.
You know? So it builds up.
So where he hears beautiful music and stuff happening in his head, I hear rattling. What does that mean? I hear rattling in my head, man.
There's little men in there just cranking away.
So the first song out of the gate was called Moment. Another song of another...
Yeah, and that's another one where, you know, and this has to do with, you know, people with kids will understand a lot more.
Right.
I have three kids, and two of them are growing and on their way, and my youngest one still is at home. And he's on his way out in a way. He's old enough now. He's in college and all that.
Right.
So, and it's just the two of us. And I just remember sitting on the couch one night, and my old guitar case is sitting there, you know, and it's old and beat up, man. It's been through the wars,
right.
been through a lot of touring and a lot of this and that. And the sun's going down, and so the sunlight's kind of coming in, and he's going back and forth, and he leaves, and he says, see you later. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting there left at home, and even though the TV is on, you got music playing, whatever, there's that silence. There's still that moment where you're caught up in the realization that at one point he's out the door and not coming back.
Right.
Because he's got his own life to live.
Right.
And so I just started putting words together, this and that. And that's basically what that song is about.
There's no sound to make a mood.
Yeah, there's no sound to make a mood.
Right.
You know?
As the father of a 27-year-old, dude, I'm with you, man. Again, this is, everything grabs me here. Where are you guys going to be performing?
We're going to be performing, well, we've got the CD release party coming up in San Juan Capistrano at the Brew House.
Saturday.
That's this Saturday from 2 to 4. And also, that's going to be the Brew House's 5th anniversary of opening.
You're tying it right
in. So congratulations to Andrew. He's done an amazing job. If nobody's ever been there, it's one of the best, probably the best craft brew house in Southern California.
It's a great spot.
Have you been there?
It's a great, yes, of course.
It's amazing.
Anywhere there's beer, you can find it.
Yeah, yeah. and also we're going to be at Amplified Ale Backstage in Mission Beach on 12/7, December 7th.
Okay.
Universal Bar and Grill in L.A. on December 13th, and then Bobby V's in Anaheim on the 20th of December.
All right. And you, I imagine you're constantly writing. Are you constantly writing stuff down, working on ideas?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because every time I write something, I'm like, okay, that's it. You know what I mean? I got nothing left, right? And then a couple weeks later, something else pops up.
He's written his 999th song, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? One thing that Jim mentioned, that which is really cool, is we're all collaborating now. So Rick is bringing in songs. Rick's got his own solo album that he's done. He's an amazing musician.
Rick.
And we're playing two songs from his album on Saturday.
All right.
And then I brought in a song, and yeah, so we're all writing.
Right.
And we're all collaborating now, and I love the collaborative effort because I think it gets you out of your comfort zone, and you know, instead of doing it by yourself, you're hearing others' ideas. And
so Rick, when you're writing a solo album and you're separating yourself from the band in the writing of the album, right? So is there an awkwardness, I guess, is the question. Is there any awkwardness at all? The band goes, wow, that'd be a great song for the band.
So this is because Rick and I have known each other for forever.
Right.
And we've been in bands together forever. And he is one of the greatest musicians that I've ever been around, and songwriter.
Right.
I remember some of the songs we had out before, the best songs were his songs. So he does a solo album, and I told him, I go, you've got so much going on, you can never perform this live.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I cheat on my records.
I
play all the instruments and a lot of them.
There's so many great ideas going on that you'd have to have 20 guys on stage to perform everything. So when we decided to do some of his songs, we just took it as, here's a brand new song that had never been recorded before or learned, and we all just put our stuff into it. Right. To make it more of a Moral Decay and more of a live band.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It has to be.
That's what's cool is I think when we all collaborated on it, it becomes Moral Decay.
Right. Yes.
You know, we put that stamp on it, and we definitely have a signature sound that we're developing. So
you got a signature voice, by the way, Rob.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah. No, I got some texts while you were singing from some listeners. Amazed at how great your voice is, and I'm not just blowing.
Awesome.
I'm not blowing smoke in your face. This is them.
Wow, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
But who are your influences singing? Who do you listen to in the car?
Well, I mean, just influences overall. I also play in a cover band, and we do a lot of soul music. So right. Sam Cooke, right. Otis Redding.
Yeah, there is soul to you. Yeah.
I love soul music. I'm also really influenced. I mean, my initial influence was Springsteen.
Right.
So I love the raspy thing. I love Stevie Wonder.
And you got the biceps too, so that works.
Love Stevie Wonder. Soul music is probably my biggest influence. And then, and Elvis Costello. Yeah. Can't go wrong there.
There you go. Yeah. You cannot go wrong.
Yeah.
How do our listeners find you guys online?
Because
you got swag now, right? We've got swag.
I like your T-shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It says Moral Decay by the way.
I happen to like this band a lot.
We are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Just Moral and then the letters DK. We're also, our songs are on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. And we'll be getting the CD is not online to purchase yet, right. But it will be online right after the, we're working on getting that online, so right after the CD
t-shirts
release.
T-shirts and bumper stickers and all that.
Yeah, everything.
All right, so right after Saturday, we can look for the CD online at some point.
Yes.
Shortly after
yes.
Saturday. And speaking of Saturday, it's Saturday, 2 o'clock at the Brew House in San Juan Capistrano. It's the CD release party for Moral Decay. The CD is Cold in August, and they've already given us a couple of tunes you're not going to hear yet anywhere else. And I cannot appreciate that more, man. Thank you guys for coming.
Right on. Thank you so much.
All right, man. I love having you come on back, please.
We love being here, and we will be back.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ed.